Celebrity gossip on the go. Get out. Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the lady's going down in the wood. Holly, Hollywood on this very cold Monday. Let's see what's dropping.
Trending now.
Well, Jason Momoa wants to let you know that he's not homeless. He is not homeless. He's just houseless. He made a comment last week that, you know, ever since he and Lisa Bonet split, that he's homeless. He doesn't have a place to live. But what he meant was, and he's clarifying those comments now, is that he's been very busy with work. He lives in a very nice trailer, he says. From what I understood, it was an RV. And I also understood that he had some really cool show called On the Roam coming up here real soon on, I believe, Max. So he, you know, that's what I understood. Well, apparently a lot of people were like, you're not homeless. You have a place to live. That doesn't qualify. I get it. But he says, yeah, you know, hopefully one day I am going to be a first-time homeowner. But for right now, I'm very content with what I do. Travel a lot. He's always on the go. And he says, this just fits my lifestyle for now. But he's like, no, I'm not homeless. I have a place to live. It's all good. Can you imagine all the Rebeccas out there trying to go, hold up, I got a place for you to live. I got you.
Look, if you're homeless, it's because you want to be Jason Momoa.
Thank you, because we could all provide a nice place.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, so he says he lives in a trailer.
Yeah, not homeless, just houseless.
Well, this is of his choosing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So he can buy whatever he wants, I'm sure, if he wanted to.
Yeah, I think so.
But, okay.
Got a little bit of money in the bank. He good.
I hope so.
Trending now.
So did Chelsea Handler take a dig at her ex-boyfriend Joe Coy?
Oh, wait a minute. So she now was hosting
an award show.
What's the deal with... They went with this ex-couple. First it was,
Joe,
and now it's Chelsea, and they say, yeah, that she did give a jab to him.
Robert De Niro and Harrison Ford are here. I don't know which one of you is hotter. I mean, both of you are total smoke shows. And you guys have both been so hot for so many decades, and you just keep getting hotter. It's enough already. And I know you're both spoken for, okay? So I'm not hitting on you, but I am hitting on you. Unfortunately, Martin Scorsese isn't here tonight, but that's not going to stop me from letting everyone in this room know that I would toss him around like a little Italian meatball. Thank you for laughing at that. My writers wrote it.
That's where she says she came at her ex.
Yeah, she took a little jab at her ex-boyfriend, Joe, because he said, what was it? Hey, I didn't write, you know, my writers wrote a lot of this stuff, and when he was on stage, and he says, right, a lot of the stuff that I wrote, you guys are actually laughing at. So she had to take a little jab.
Yeah. So anyways, there
calm
she
down,
was.
Chelsea.
Yeah, I guess she had fun doing it. And I think she had actually positive reviews over her little monologues.
Well, I just didn't understand why she needed a dog like this. If you heard her in that clip, I was like, wow, all of a sudden Chelsea Handler's got a really high voice.
Crazy.
Trending now.
Well, Mean Girls won the box office.
Wow.
Very cool. They sung their way to a $32 million opening.
Very nice.
Mean Girls. I guess a lot of folks went out to see it. They say also doing very well, Jason Statham's Beekeeper buzzes to about $19 million. But they say Book of Clarence not doing so well. And I don't exactly remember what that one was about. But they're like, well, this is a, you know, holiday weekend, technically.
True.
So we'll see exactly how things go. But those were the top three at the box office. Congratulations to Mean Girls, the musical.
Making some noise.
And yes, I have every intention of going to watch.
Watch out. Not mad. Did some noise.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
This morning show got me going.
Tills. Morning, B93.
Yeah, all right, time for the hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Moment of the morning. Minor league hockey fans in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Yes, home of the chocolate.
Of course, has to be.
They broke a world record last week for the most stuffed animals tossed on an ice ring.
They do this.
Yeah,
we've seen this before.
You've seen it at hockey games and maybe other stuff as well. Well, this happened again. They do this every year. But this year they went insane. Here's the count.
Okay, we got to hear it.
74,000. 1,000 stuffed animals.
Shut up.
I think there were more stuffed animals than people.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot, a lot.
I mean, come on. That is a big, big amount of stuffed animals. And yeah, it happened. Here's the big moment. It began raining teddy bears and plush toys.
Bobbling puck right wing. He scores! Let the sweet cuddly mayhem commence! Bogdan Chernyayev scores the teddy bear toss goal. It's plush pandemonium in Hershey.
What an event. I mean, obviously, look at the Bears. You know, I've been able to be a part of it a handful of times here, but, you know, this doesn't get old. You know, watching these Bears come, you know, I heard something earlier that they're trying to get over 90,000, and, you know, they're still flying. Just look at it. What a sight. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow, their goal is over 90,000.
Yeah, and they hit 74,000, and
that's
here's the thing.
Excellent.
All of the toys are donated to kiddos and different places.
Yeah,
to help
different charities, organizations.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's
love that.
Awesome. They said, let the sweet cuddly mayhem commence.
Yes.
And I want to show you the video, Rebecca, because, I mean, obviously, this is a video moment where you've got to see all these
bears. I mean, they just start flying.
I mean, it's not even, it's insane. It's like it's raining teddy bears.
And, gosh, it's like every single person brought several.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to have been that way because I wonder what the capacity is in this arena.
True.
I mean, true. Wow. It looks amazing. It is raining teddy bears.
Oh, that is awesome. Let me share that on our, we'll put it on our Facebook here so you can see the rain of the plush.
Oh, are
plush
you kidding me? What a beautiful moment.
It was a great thing. And again, they are going to donate them. And what a moment. And they broke the record. So there you go.
Yes.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, more headlines dropping on this cold Monday morning. What's up?
Trending now.
Well, they say get ready for it if you absolutely loved the first Top Gun, the OG back in the day, and then loved, Top Gun 2, which made
Maverick.
A ton of
yes.
money at the box office. Yeah, Top Gun Maverick. They say Top Gun 3 is in the works.
Bring it!
Yeah, they say Paramount's hoping to bring it back, a third film in the franchise. Top Gun Maverick co-writer is writing the script currently. And there would be a new installment. They say, yeah, honestly, Cruise had signed a deal to star in and produce movies for Warner Brothers. So they're like, why would we not do a Top Gun 3? That would be ridiculous.
You have to.
It made $1.5 billion globally, by the way. Definitely topped the box office back in 2022. Maverick did. So, yeah, they say get ready for it. Although Tom is currently working on an 8th Mission Impossible movie. That's going to keep him occupied, they say, at least until its release, right. Currently set for May of next year.
Wow.
But they say just a matter of time before he starts working on Top Gun 3, which is super cool. I think I love Top Gun.
Oh, it was
two
so good.
A lot. Maverick, that was great.
It was better than the first one, I thought.
Yeah, so they're like, yeah, we definitely have to see what we can do to make more money.
Bring it. Bring back, the peeps in it and Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly. What was the guy? Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so good.
Bring him in. And the one that's just out right now with the romantic comedy.
Yes.
Yes, that guy. I mean, he's making a lot of noise now.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. Bring them back.
Trending now.
Well, what one big at the Big Critics' Choice Awards last night. Chelsea Handler, of course, was host taking digs at her ex, Joe Coy. Wow. But they say Barbie led with the most nominations of any movie, record-breaking 18. It was nominated, and it did win a few. Let's see here. For Best Drama Series Television, Succession. Best Actress in a Drama Series, Succession. Wow. Apparently, that's what stole the show. Yeah,
wow.
Succession did really well. The Bear was big winner for Best Comedy Series. Jeremy Allen White won for The Bear. He's huge right now, by the way.
Nice.
He won for Best Actor in a Comedy Series. Best Actress, Ayo Edebiri for The Bear. Wow, that really took it, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Beef won big time last night at the Critics' Choice Awards, so that's awesome. Quiz Lady was a big winner for Best Movie Made for Television. Let's see here. Ali Wong won for Beef, Best Actress. Wow, just a bunch of different, Best Animated, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. That won Best Talk Show last week tonight with John Oliver. Best Comedy Special, John Mulaney. So, Best Picture. Here we go. Movies, Oppenheimer won big.
Of course.
Best Actor, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers. Best Actress, Emma Stone for Poor Things. Robert Downey Jr. won for Oppenheimer. Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Divine Joy Randolph. I guess it was just all over the place. Again, you don't hear me saying Barbie, no. Even though it led the way with nominations.
Right.
Oppenheimer won big. Let's see, Best Original Screenplay. There you go. Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach for Barbie.
There you go. They won one.
So, yeah. Critics, exactly. Critics' Choice Awards went down as we await the announcement of the Oscar nominations.
That's the big one, right?
Yeah. We need to find out who's nominated.
Well, from the sounds of it, you're going to see lots of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Wow. Up.
Three. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, boy. All right, so if you have some questions about going to the dentist, Carmen's not going to make it any better for you.
Oh, yeah, no, she's not going to answer any. She's not going to make it any clearer.
Dang it.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Scottman. May I please speak to Lindsay?
This is she.
Hi, I'm calling with Dr. office, your dentist.
I'm the assistant to Marlene, or at least
I was until she got arrested yesterday.
What?
I'm not allowed to tell you why,
but
it does have something to do with the medicine cabinets and her always being in a good mood.
Marlene's got she got arrested for pill popping?
Oh, yes. I think it was serious. They cuffed her up and took her out, and she was laughing the whole time.
I have an appointment tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, no, that's why I'm calling you, yes, because I'm calling to confirm your appointment. Hold on one second. Can you please keep it down? I'm trying to confirm an appointment.
Is everything okay?
We're very understaffed, and the dentist has had him in that chair for the last 45 minutes.
Is everything okay?
Hold on one second. Let me just go give him some laughing gas. I'll be right back.
Laughing gas? Oh.
Hello? Yes. Okay. So tomorrow, yes, your appointment?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I don't really feel comfortable continuing my appointment. Well,
yeah, and I'm so sorry. I got so much going on over here.
Yeah, no.
And I can't find Dr.
I don't think I want to do the appointment tomorrow.
And Dr. hasn't come back from his morning golf game. And Mr. Smith has been in that chair for almost an hour.
It sounds like you're really overwhelmed.
It's very overwhelming. You know, I see why Marlene was pill popping.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Can you reschedule my appointment?
Okay, hold on one second. I told you, give him the mouthwash. Give her the toothbrush. Give him the medication.
Hello?
You gave it all to Mr. Smith, but I gave him the laughing gas already. Yeah, hold on a second. Mr. Smith!
Hello?
Clear?
Is he dead?
Where am I?
Is Mr. Smith okay?
We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
You should probably call an ambulance. Absolutely not.
Oh. Stupid.
Leo and Rebecca.
Hey, who's this?
Cecilia.
Que pasó, Cecilia?
All right, Cecilia, you heard...
Good morning.
Good morning. You heard the sound. What are they doing?
Is it scraping the ice off the windshield?
Scraping the ice off a windshield. That would be...
Wrong.
No! Oh, not scraping the ice.
Yeah, not scraping the ice.
But maybe that time is coming soon.
Oh my gosh. No.
Wow.
Remind me to teach you a hack off the air.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it on the air too.
That's not it, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, who's this? Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is up? Who is this?
Brandon.
All right, bro. What are they doing? In the sound that we played, what are they doing?
Sounds to me like they're snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
Ooh. Leo, have you ever snorkeled?
Only in a pool.
Well, yeah, that's cool. It counts.
I mean, is it snorkeling? No.
No, not snorkeling, but excellent guess, yeah. Brandon. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hey, hey, who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda.
All right, Amanda. What are they doing?
Is it scraping ice or snow?
Wow, it is not scraping ice or snow. But thank you so much.
Great guess, though, girl. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you heard it. What are they doing?
Are they milking a cow?
Are they milking a cow? Is this about the time you would milk a cow in the morning?
I would say, well, possibly even, maybe earlier. Even earlier.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. So is she right? Are they milking a cow, Leo?
They are.
Yeah. 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 Exactly what it is, girl. A cow.
Wow.
Into the bucket here.
Yes.
Got their hands on the... What is it? Make a sound for me. I can't make the sound. There you go. There you go. I was going to make a clicking sound. What the heck?
Milking a cow. Let's go around the room. Have you ever milked a cow?
No, I have not.
Okay. I have not. Rebecca.
Oh, my gosh. For the love of it all. Yes, I have.
Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm.
My best friend of 30 plus years, her family owned dairy farms.
I love it.
All throughout this region. And we grew up, I would help her milk the
Please.
Damn cows.
I want you to go revisit that this week.
Leo wants me to do it. But you know, they were, even though it was like so many years ago, they were so far advanced. They had machinery for it.
Right, right, right.
Every now and then the machinery would malfunction, and there we are.
Doing it manually.
Wow.
Love it.
I mean, it looks fun, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, from someone who, who gets skittish about these types of things, it's really not fun.
But you know what?
But it was an experience.
And we love the milk.
We love the leche.
It's all good. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. And congratulations, you got that and some Domino's. And what station just hooked it up for you?
B93.
Boy, a little Rebecca in the morning time. It is a Monday, and Mondays are kind of, you know.
Thank you. Got the Monday blahs.
Well, they're calling today Blue Monday, and it's supposedly the most depressing day of the year.
Wow.
Wow. What is going on? A travel company in the UK came up with this back in 2005 as a PR stunt. So they're like, but it's based on a formula that's supposed to calculate how depressing any given day is by looking at things like weather, post-holiday stress, New Year's resolutions that have come and gone, and the fact that Mondays just suck in general.
True.
So they pinpointed today, this Monday, as one of the most depressing days of the year and therefore called it Blue Monday.
Wow. That's a lot of different things that they're, basing it on. Thankfully, I didn't wake up feeling bad at all.
No.
Actually, feeling pretty good today.
Well, I kind of agree with them because it's the day after Dallas Cowboys.
It's a Blue Monday because our favorite team is blue.
I'm all about the Blue Monday
we got
now.
The blues.
I get it. I get it.
That makes a little more sense.
Oh, my
You're right.
Gosh.
We do kind of have that cloud over us right now, Cowboys fans do.
Like, what the heck? I come in and see this headline, it's the most depressing Monday of the year, and I'm like, well, they got that right.
Mind you, you know what? You're right. Our coworker Kevin, who walks in every morning with a good morning, walks in this morning, closes the door behind him, and says, I'm not going to say good morning.
He didn't.
Because it's not a good one.
And I agreed with him. I said, you're right. Now leave.
You're right. That's why you shouldn't be in here. All three of us Cowboys fans, so we both, little bit of the blues.
We get
it,
we get it. So it is Blue Monday, and for us Cowboys fans, the blue and the Monday all just come together for us today. And that
you're
sucks.
Right, you're right.
All right, we'll give you some
Great.
Credence
now
here.
Now I'm blue. Are you
Dang
happy?
It. Let's not let this bring us down, but it sure is tough if you're a Cowboys fan.
Thank you.
Dang it.
How you wake up 432. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B90. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Cause I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date. on B93.
Austin, what's going on? It's Leo and Rebecca, man. How you doing?
Hey, hey.
First of all, thanks for getting back to me, guys. I know this has been a while. Just trying to figure out what's going on and get to the bottom of all this.
So you want to find out what is up with Denise. Trust us, too. How long has it been since you've actually heard from her?
It's been about a month at this point. So I wouldn't be surprised if she's completely just forgotten who I am.
Thank you. She's like, who?
Right. How did you meet?
We met on Tinder, which was sort of a new thing for me. I got out of a relationship about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and my buddies were like, dude, go on Tinder. So I downloaded it, and she was probably my second date off that app.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Yeah. What did you do when you two went on a date?
We didn't like doing much. She came over and just wanted to watch a scary movie. So we did that. We ordered some takeout. I got a couple of bottles of wine, and we just sort of hung out.
Stellar night for me, I'm telling you right now.
That sounds great. So did things go well with the movie and the wine and everything?
I mean, I thought so. We got along really well. We had a lot in common, way more than I thought we would have. And I'm kind of, you know, after my breakup, I was like pleasantly surprised. I kind of thought maybe this could be something I took more seriously. But obviously things have played out a little differently than I expected since then.
So why do you think she isn't getting back to you?
I don't know. I keep hearing about these like Tinder dates, these Tinder horror stories. So maybe it's just one of those things. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, dude, we've been doing this for a while, this whole second chance thing. And yeah, no, there's a lot of guys that are in your place that just, they don't get it, you know. But that's where we come in. And what we'll do is we'll call her up. Let's see if we get some answers. And we'll do that next. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Awesome.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Yeah, we're looking for Denise.
Who's this?
Hey, girl. It's Leo and Rebecca. Morning show, B93. We're just calling to talk to you about your date with, Austin here.
I'm not sure what you want me to say about Austin.
Wow. Well, how did the date go in your mind?
I mean, see, already that's the problem, right? It's like, what date?
What do you mean?
It wasn't a date. Like, I was just going over to his place for, you know, a very casual thing. And he made it into this, like, date.
Oh, so you have a problem with the whole him labeling it as a date. Is that what you don't like?
It's not even the label. It's like, that was not my intention. It's like, he just can't read between the lines. Like, I was going over to his place for a reason, and it wasn't to watch a movie.
Well, I don't get it.
So, okay, so is this what Leo's shook? Is this why you haven't called him back?
I mean, yeah, like, he had his chance. I'm not into it.
Wow. Okay.
Leo, why is your jaw on the floor right now?
I didn't know it was going this way. So you went over for something else.
A thing. A casual thing, just like she said. She explained it. Like, I mean,
like a hookup. You wanted
why
to
is
hook
it,
up.
Why is it so hard to understand?
I mean,
Leo
we
and
met
Austin
on Tinder, and I went to his place. Like, hello.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay, so we have Austin on the phone. Austin, you've heard everything. Is there anything you want to say?
I mean, I don't know. I guess this is just what I get for trying to be a gentleman and treat someone right. I don't know. Maybe I misread the whole thing. I feel stupid.
I mean, it's really not my fault that you didn't realize the situation. Like, what else did I have to do to spell it out for you?
Yeah, I get it. I don't know. Maybe just like a hint or something. I don't know.
A hint? Like, here's the hint. Like, if a girl goes over to your place, especially on a first date, it's not to watch a movie.
Whoa, comment!
Look.
Wow.
Girl.
Okay.
She knew what she wanted. And there you go. I ain't mad at you.
All right.
And Leo is still in disbelief. can tell he's been out of the dating game a while.
I am out of this shoot. Don't come over to my place on the first date because it's going to go
he'll
another.
He'll make you dinner.
I'll do something
weird.
He'll
play some fun little board games.
But you can respect his him being a gentleman. Yeah, Denise?
I mean, I don't know.
What part of she's not into it anymore did you not understand?
Okay, my bad. Why do you need to keep harping on this? I gotcha. Bro, at least now you know, okay?
Yeah.
Get back to that swiping. Get back on Tinder.
Mm-mm. I can't even say anymore. All right. Hey, thank you guys so much. It didn't work out. And we wish you both luck, okay?
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks.
Wow.